This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's something I want, I wrote my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the seeds I've sown.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through a lot of things that are helpful, hopefully. That's the idea behind this program, to help small farmers, family farmers, make their lives better, make their farms better, make them more successful, that sort of thing. We always have lots and lots of suggestions. And as a matter of fact, in a few minutes, we're going to meet Virginia Doms, who is a very interesting character when it comes to websites and how farms and agribusinesses can utilize digital. Very important. The younger farmers coming along today are utilizing it. Some of the older folks are having a hard time with it, but it is to be utilized and embraced. We'll find out how to do that well after I go through a number of things from the news desk of the American Family Farmer. This could be the outrage of the week, in fact. I'm going to mix the news with my feelings, but most of you who listen to the program with regularity or listen to my daily Good Day program that's heard around the country on many of these same stations, the business of John Deere and how difficult it is for customers to deal with them. So this week the news comes from the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting down in San Juan, Puerto Rico, that the leaders of the American Farm Bureau have somehow come up with a deal on right to repair for farmers. This is very important. And, of course, the executives from John Deere are going to tell you that this was a very important thing and we were happy to do it. No, the only reason it was done is because their sales have hurt, been very... Why would you buy a John Deere anything, but most notably a tractor, and have them tell you you can't fix it? You don't have any right to do it. Everything's locked up. You got to have a repairman come out at $90 or $100 an hour when it's something very simple. First of all, I think there's too much computerization to tractors. They're simple machines that are being made complicated by the likes of John Deere, who think, you know, that, okay, yep, right. We need to make it difficult because then we can make more money. And certainly John Deere has shown that that's pretty much all they're about with the way that they've taken over their own dealerships pretty much everywhere in the country. And that hasn't helped the average farmer who's buying their stuff as well. The ag and turf people are the ones that are, that's a John Deere organization. They're buying back all the dealers so it can be direct sales. The fellow who was Vice President of Public Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation said, "This memorandum of understanding differentiates between the right to repair and modifying a piece of equipment. This is also part, this should be, you own the machine, you do what you want with it. But the policy with John Deere was to focus on the right to repair, but differentiate from what happens when you modify a piece of their equipment." Hello, it's not their equipment. You bought it. You own it. You should be able, if you want to blow it up, you should be able to do that. This is outrageous. Anyway, they're crowing about it. There are similar agreements in the automobile industry, by the way. The people who love John Deere say, well, they just copied the stuff. This had to happen, yada, yada, yada. I find John Deere despicable. I know the people listening to this program have John Deere advertisers. I was thrown off of a station because the John Deere dealer said, after what I said about John Deere, if you didn't take me off the station, the advertiser is going to pull all of his money. So anyway, I guess the headline here is that farmers have the right to repair, but you don't have the right to modify the tractor. If you want to add something, that will discredit the warranty. If you want to add certain tools, you can't change it. And many of us like to do that. Many of us have to do that to modify our equipment. That's why I buy older stuff. all of my equipment. I have a couple of John Deere things. I have a John Deere 716 forage wagon, actually a couple of them. I have a flail chopper. I owned a couple of John Deere tractors way back 40 years ago, but right now I wouldn't give you a nickel for them. I have an old John Deere 4020 that belongs to my partner that's been in the shop for 2 years because we can't figure out what the problem is with the hydraulics. At any rate, so if you're a John Deere owner, you probably, it's a new machine, you have become happy, or at least you're more happy than you were because of the deal on right to repair at the Farm Bureau. Next item of interest from the news desk, New Holland's brand new tractor running on liquefied methane, allowing farmers to decrease their emissions and save money on diesel. But that's really not the only reason. It's more efficient. The company says the fuel can easily be produced by methane gas from cows, allowing for a more circular economic model and the most circular of industries, i.e. farming. So this tractor is claimed to be a match for the performance of diesel-powered versions. Well, you see this in big cities now. The methane gas, liquefied gas, is put into the diesel buses. Some trucks have them. Certainly we've seen tractors with this before. But this is a new source. What they do is they put a cryogenic tank on the tractor that keeps the methane in liquid form. And so that's how it's comparable to diesel. But the significant emission savings are what is a result of all of this. So T7 liquid methane fuel tractors, they're using them in Europe now. I think you'll find that they'll be coming over here because of all of the talk here, and it is just talk at the moment about emissions and what we're doing about it. And you know, you buy an electric car, electric truck, electric tractor, still being powered by fossil fuels because that's how they make electricity these days for the most part. So, at any rate, those are a couple of things for us to think about. In a moment, we're going to meet Virginia Doms, and we're going to learn how you and your farm can utilize digital as an enhancement for the way you run your farm. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a lady who is the founder and chief executive officer at Kestrel Website Design and Development, to discuss how websites can be designed, how farms can be utilizing what she's suggesting you ought to do, how ag businesses in general need to learn how to utilize digital. When I say you all, I'm talking about people listening to the program, have a need for this. No business anywhere is immune from being connected to the web, to social media. And so we're going to specifically look at how it is done or should be done on the farm from Ms. Dom's point of view. So we get into, first, I'm looking at the name here, and I'm thinking this should be Dom's website design and development, not Kestrel. What's the significance of Kestrel? What does that mean?
Well, I have a science background, biology background. I particularly like birds. So Kestrel is a bird of prey. The female of the birds of prey generally do more work than the males do. They're usually better hunters. And when I started my business, I pretty much had an entirely male crew, and they all worked for me. And we thought Kestrel was a really fun way of kind of encompassing the how our company was working. So that's
Interestingly enough, I consider myself fairly well read, and I've never heard of the Kestrel before.
It's the smallest falcon in North America.
Yeah, where do they mostly live? Are they Midwestern, though?
I see them in the Midwest all the time. They have a fairly wide area, and you can see about on power lines, you can see one about every mile.
So we're talking specifically about this company as an agricultural web designer. And on the website, I've just seen the bird that we're talking about, along with the suggestion it's time to refresh your website. Well, let's talk about development first and what happens, how you came to think this was a good thing to do. What was going on in your world when you realized, wow, farmers really need help from somebody like me?
We started 25 years ago. I've been doing websites for 25 years. And as I said, I lived in rural Illinois. And at the time, I had a business. It was a commercial photography business. Mm-hmm. And one of my good friends was a manager, assistant manager at our local grain elevator. And it was just a small grain elevator company at the time. It's since grown to encompass most of central Illinois now. It's called Top Flight Grain, and at the time it was called Bement Grain, for the small town of Bement, where mm-hmm. I lived. And we kind of looked into this and decided that their customers really needed a way to communicate. A lot of them were getting on the internet, and the whole website concept was sort of brand new. So it was a way for the grain elevator to communicate with its customers, to put news. At the time, it was pretty folksy. We'd put somebody's child got a scholarship to college. We'd put their picture on the website. Somebody had a new baby. Those kinds of kind of folksy things. In addition to, we wouldn't post the futures on there, the grain prices necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
But we'd post breakfasts, local news going on in the community. And that grain elevator website kind of was a community website at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it had a lot of different functions. And from there, they were my first customer 25 years ago. They're still my customer today. It's grown to a $200 million company, and
good God,
it's all over central Illinois. So
good for
anyway,
you.
It was fun. So that was the impetus to start it. And then after that, kind of approached different farmer members of the co-op, because it was a cooperative grain elevator, so farmer-owned. They kind of approached me saying, do I need one of these for my farm? And I would give seminars talking to farmers about how to get your farm known on the internet.
All right, I want to pick
that
up.
Do that?
Let's do that. Yeah, that's the lesson for today, how to get the farm noticed. It's the biggest problem that we all have, no matter what our business is. From KestrelWebsiteDesign.com, we have with us the founder and the CEO, Virginia Dobbs, on this week's American Family Farmer.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener and lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our focus on web design and why you need the web. Why does your farm need social media? All that sort of thing. Your farm needs to get noticed. I suppose maybe that's the answer to the question. Virginia Dahms is here. D-A-H-M-S. She's the founder and the CEO of Kestrel with a K. Kestrel website design. I would suggest that as you're taking notes, because this is one of those things, there should be a test at the end of the program as to what you have absorbed about Virginia and about her website design outfit. If you go, it's almost like we were doing a training session here. I'm going to point you in the right direction. You can follow along because a lot of the information that we'll pass along is there on the website, Kestrel Website Design, all one word, KestrelWebsiteDesign.com. Now, Facebook. Okay, we all have got social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So the legitimate question comes from some people on the farm, why do I need this?
I don't know that you necessarily do, to be quite honest. Facebook is good if you're selling something. It's good if you're running specials, if you're communicating regularly with people. But for agribusiness, small farms, I believe that a more permanent web presence is probably going to do you a lot more good. Why? Because it searches better. If you're looking for, someone to farm your ground, so I may have inherited a few acres and I'm looking for someone to farm it, or I'm looking for someone to lease it for meadow or anything along those lines. How do I find you? Do I even know you're there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's so important, and that's kind of what I want to keep hitting home. It depends on the age, or maybe it doesn't. I'll ask you, because you're the one with the expertise after 25 years of doing this. Are younger people more likely to embrace what you're doing, more likely to call you the inheritors of the farm from the grandfather or the father, want to be up to date? Are they your customer?
They are my customer, although our customer base is pretty wide. It's from about, say, 25 years old, farmers just getting into it, just starting their farming careers, to people who want to retire, and they're looking for someone to work their ground, work their farm, work their pasture lands. Also, just people looking for, where can I buy raw milk? Where can I go get, a CSA? Community supported agriculture.
Yeah.
If I want a bundle. So we're talking about commodity farmers here.
Yep.
Which, corn, soybean, wheat. And we're also talking people who actually produce on a smaller scale. They may need loans. They may need grants. And if you've ever looked at a loan or a grant, one of the first things they look for is, do you have a website?
Yep, exactly.
What's on your website? Mm-hmm. Website's a great way to establish credibility. You get credibility and exposure with a website, which social media just can't really do. Social media is a more now thing. A website's a more permanent thing. It's more of an encyclopedic piece where you write what you want. You create the information that you want people to see so that they can more readily find you, know where you're located, what you do, what your farming philosophy is, what your farming practices are. I might want to only deal with organic people. I might not really care either way. Mm-hmm. Your staff, your products, where you'll be if you participate in farmers markets or community events, your hours of operation, if you actually have on-farm hours where people can come and visit you. There are just a plethora of things that you can put on a website, which you can't really do anywhere else. It's just much more permanent and much
all
more
searchable. Hold to that thought. I'm thinking you should be working on my website as I listen to you. We'll get to that in a few moments here after some info from your local stations as we continue another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Coming up, Doug Steffen with Virginia Doms from Kestrel Website Design.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Oklahoma plans to execute a man this morning who was convicted of killing an older couple and committing other crimes before authorities nabbed him in Texas 20 years ago. 62-year-old Scott James Eisenberg is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister at 10:30 a.m. local time. Department of Homeland Security has responded to a Republican congressman's efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors and violating his constitutional oath of office. The reply stated, Congress can do better, end quote. California is getting much-needed rain, but at a cost. Tens of billions of dollars in lost productivity and widespread damage is being reported. The death toll from California's stream of storm systems went up 18 Wednesday. Lance Fry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back with Virginia Doms on this hour of the American Family Farmer. Focus on your website, on your social media presence. Do you have it? Do you need it? Do you want it? When maybe as you listen to this conversation, I'm convinced that we need it. I have on my farm, and I maybe as a lesson, an object lesson in what to do or what not to do, I should have you go to my Facebook page and my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. Look at that. See the pluses and minuses. The same thing with Facebook and some of the other social media places. I have long thought whether it was my farm. I have three different businesses. I have a farm. I have my radio business, and I really am frustrated over having had this company since 1991 and never felt like I had a good web presence, like we had search optimization, like the social media was doing what it was supposed to do. I've had all kinds of experts, and they have led me down a path of spending money and not getting much benefit. And I can hear people who are listening to this say, wow, this woman's got a $200 million business. It must be very expensive, and I probably can't afford it. So what do you say to that, Virginia?
Actually, anything can be affordable. You can start a small website and it can grow. The beauty of websites is that they're modular. So you can start with a modest presence and then you can grow onto it from there. And that's how a lot of our websites have started. And the question would be, well, how do I even start this? Do you write the content for me? Do you,
right.
do you do all that? Do I have to do all that? I can't write. And the answer is, it's a cooperative effort. So I would sort of interview you and talk with you on the phone, by email, however you want to do that. And we get a feel for what your business is.
So you still do that stuff yourself, even though you have a big business. You're the one who does the initial outreach and contact. That's interesting.
Absolutely. No, I don't have a big business. I think you got the wrong end of the stick there. I have a small, it's more of a boutique business is what it's called. It's just four of us.
Yeah.
We're four people. I am your initial contact. You will talk with me, Virginia, the owner. You can say, I love it, I hate it, what the hey, I need to talk to you, and I will call you. Uh-huh. I will give you my personal cell number. You will always be able to get in touch with a real person. You're not going through press one for this, press two for that. You're
right.
actually talking to me.
Yep.
And
that's one of the worst things in marketing, by the way, that you can do if people don't realize that. If you are involved in any big, you go to the airlines, you go to the big providers of like Fios and any of those people, AT&T, it's a mess and frustrating like you wouldn't believe. Who needs that? You don't need that for your customers. They don't need it from you, and you certainly don't need it from somebody who's going to be doing a service for you like Virginia is with her website design. You need to get to the store. Otherwise, you get lost. It's a waste of time. That's my experience, Virginia.
And I agree with that philosophy completely. In fact, we're not really looking for customers. We're not looking for what we call hit-and-run customers. We're looking for long-term relationships.
Sure.
You might not do business with us for 25 years, although we'd love it if you did. Mm-hmm. But I would say most of our clients, we've had for 5, 10, 15 years. A number of them, we have built 4, 5, 6 different websites over the years for them.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's a long-term relationship. I want to know your business. I want to know how you think of your business. I want to know what your ideal audience is. I want to know how we can target that audience with the content we put on the website, with the design, with the navigation, with all of those things that really make a difference to appeal to your audience, because I don't care about anybody else's audience. I care about you and the people you want to attract to your website and the people you want to do business with. And to do that, you really have to know your clients. You have to appreciate their point of view and go at it from their point of view with your expertise. And that's what we try and do. And I think that just makes it a joy for me. If I run into a type of business I've never known about, I will go research it. I'll research your competitors. I'll ask you who they might be. We'll figure out what we're doing with this and who we want to appeal to and how it works best for you. And we want the look and the flavor and the taste of it to appeal to you. And with that, it will appeal to the kinds of people that you want to attract. So that's our philosophy of putting a website together.
Well, it's the web, it's the philosophy that would work in any business for any website. I started to say I have three businesses, my farm, my radio enterprise, and I'm now developing something you probably have never heard of, but you might be a good resource as well. I have put together a group of friends. I bought a farm, and we're going to build what's called an agrohood. Have you ever heard of that term?
No, but I love the sound of it.
All right. So it's a farm, a working, active farm with a development built around it. So we are going to put housing onto a farm. The farm happens to be the farm that I grew up on as a child. I've lived in the same town all my life, and I've been able to own all the farms at one point in time or another that I worked on as a child. This place was going, I would rather have not had it developed, but because it was already in process and the fellow who was the developer died and it was going to be sold to some company that was going to do an awful job and ruin that part of the neighborhood, I decided I wanted to get involved. So I have obviously the farm background, been around cows all my life. And so this, and I know the land, so I got a developer, a high-end developer, and I have a friend who had money to invest in it. So the three of us came together, and we're well on our way to starting our permitting. But I would love to talk to you about that, because we're trying to figure out what we want in a website. And this is the fact that we're building it around a farm right up your alley. And I think this is something that, although very rare in America now, is something that, because people want to get back to the land. Don't you find that? You hear from people all the time, don't you? I want to be back in the farm or on the farm or connected to a farm, right?
Yeah, I didn't grow up on a farm. I actually grew up in the suburbs of Kansas City, but we went to our family farm, our relatives' farms in Iowa, with regularity, and because of that, I moved from the city out to central Illinois in the middle of nowhere, so I could be on my 3 acres and have my little organic gardening and my little truck farm, and I totally agree with you. Getting back to the farm is something, especially during the pandemic, we realized we need space.
We had to. That's where the family farm came back into being, in reality. The dairy farms that were supported by people who couldn't find milk in the grocery store, or even they couldn't find produce, so we've, at least around where I am, but I think this has been a trend around the country, I couldn't find food in the grocery store, they went to the local source and found the food was better, it was no more expensive, and they connected with this part of the world that hasn't seen the right kind of connections for a long time. We're talking to Virginia Doms from Kestrel Website Design as we continue here in the American Family Farmer. This is a lot of talk about small businesses, small farms and stuff. I have an announcement that helps those of you, those of us, who stayed open during COVID. The folks at COVIDpayment.com want you to follow through for your own benefit on what is available if you stayed open during 2020, 2021, struggled with COVID, stayed in business. If you're a small, mid-sized farm operation, there may be a lot of support. Folks, restaurants in town, construction, whatever, your business, if you had 5 employees that stayed working during the pandemic, then you need to go to COVIDpayment.com and see if you can get $26,000 a piece. That's right, per employee. You could be entitled. They'll do the work for you, ask you some questions, and then they'll do the work, and they keep a percentage of the money that they get for you. And so here you have a way to expand your business, a way to pay for a website, a way to maybe give the employees a bonus, whatever it is. It does make a difference what your business is, but because we're talking to farmers for the most part, you should check this out. Go to COVIDpayment.com and get up to $26,000 per employee. Again, that place to go, it's COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pretty exciting conversation here. I'm very enthused about what I'm learning from Virginia Doms and would like to apply it to my business and businesses, and you perhaps as well. Certainly doesn't hurt to explore and find out what Virginia has to offer. I think one of the things that becomes, and maybe this is too technical for an initial conversation, but search engine optimization, being search engine friendly. As I think I said earlier on, it's always escaped me no matter how hard we tried to do it. And so you've probably found the right words. What's the most frequently asked question that you get from people who want to have your services and don't know really what they need?
In general, they say, somebody told me I needed a website. Can you make one for me? Can I find it in Google?
And your answer to that is?
Yeah, the first two are pretty straightforward. Can I find it in Google? SEO, I'm glad you brought that up, which is search engine optimization, SEO, or SEM is search engine metrics. But building a search engine friendly website is an art and a science. Mm-hmm. And if you throw a website up there and then try and retrofit it with SEO, search engine optimization, you can get into a real mess. You kind of need to go at it with search engine optimization in mind. What do search engines want? They want text. And you think, well, people aren't going to read all that. Yeah, doesn't matter if they read it all. The search engines read it, and the search engines then can get an idea of what you're about because they're trying to categorize you. And they're very literal. If it's not physically on there in words, search engines have no clue what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to put not only professional text, which might be, trade type words that you use, you need to think, how are people trying to find a business like mine? What words do they use? Those are the words that you need to incorporate on your website.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it is pretty simple.
And dirty.
And for some reason, people get really snarled up in that. So this is a partnership that you need to have with your web developer. Here are my goals. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I want to do. I want people to find this particular product, this particular service. I want them to come out to the farm, or I want them to go to the farmer's market, or I want them to contact me because I want to farm your grandmother's ground that you just inherited. So whatever it is you want to do, you need to think of how that could be couched in terms on the website. What words do we use? And how people are going to be searching for that. So puppies, dogs, calves,
anything,
heifers. What do you call them and what do the public call it?
Exactly. Kestrel, KESTREL, websitedesign.com. Go there. I'm looking at all the fantastic websites that have been designed, not just for farms. There are a lot of other entities that have been benefited by having a connection with Virginia and her company. So that would be the place to start. Check it out. I think you'll find I am actually going to talk to Virginia about doing some things for me on my farm and some other things. But it's encouraging and it's exciting, and actually it's very educational too to look at this website. Kestrel Website Design and Development, Virginia Doms. Thank you for joining us this week. Hopefully you have a lot of help for a new crop of farmers, if you will, thanks to your visit here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown.
53 past the hour now in the American Family Farmer Program. Lots of information here. It's my commentary time. I think I look at some of the American Family Farmer podcasts that we produce, some of the things that you, if you've lost touch or if you've lost some of the, from time to time, there are people that, you know, I listen to the show every week or I missed it for a month. How can I find out what the conversations have been about? Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. See the podcast, the most recent one, looking at diesel fuel and what happens if you have a shortage on your farm, that sort of thing. It's all aimed at being practical, just like the conversation we had this week with the lady from the web design. It's all there to help you make your farm better, and a lot of interesting characters. We all know the farm business is full of characters. It really is. I found that the characters that I've met and created on my farm are not like any group of people I've ever been. I love them all. And they certainly are, they're important. Obviously, you can't do it by yourself. You got to find the right pieces of the pie, if you will. So, at any rate, so lots of agricultural connections, commissioners, farmers, you name it, we've got it. Check out the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So my comment this week has to do with a couple of the things that we were talking about with Ms. Doms. Farming being cool again, right? Farming on YouTube. There are a lot of young people who want to be farmers. Maybe they didn't grow up on the farm, but they're there now. And there's a millennial farmer YouTube video that has been shared across a lot of social media platforms. And so
the idea when you see some of this stuff. There is a focus on one of them that I was looking at on how the YouTube has changed farming, for example, and the value that there's there for connecting with people on YouTube. This is about Zach Johnson, the millennial farmer. He's the one who is focused. It looks like he's about 35 or so. And, yeah, he's paying attention to and telling people about how cool it is to be in agriculture. It is. As far as I'm concerned, my whole life has been on the farm, around the farm, and farming has always been cool. But the realities also are it can be a very harsh business. Farming is not always a great career choice, a great career path, because of the dangers of weather, the dangers of politics, the dangers of what it costs to do business, all that sort of thing. So I've been thinking about how the next generation of farmers isn't all the next of kin, which is what we try to extol the value and virtue of, at least in part, on the family farm, the traditional farm. I will tell you that because the government is so unfriendly to farmers and to farmland, you know it, I know it, most farmers don't have any cash. Most farmers have lots of equipment. Most farmers have lots of land. Most farmers can make it work going from month to month and year to year, season to season. But when the main farmer in whose name the land probably is owned, when he or she dies, then what happens? Well, the government comes in, especially under this administration, but none of them have been any good for understanding this. They want to grab your land, or they want to tax you so that you have to sell the land and keep from farming. So as this continues, you have to wonder, okay, where are the next generation of agriculturalists going to farm? If we keep losing the farms to government programs, government policy, how do we pursue our agricultural education? How do we decide on whether this is a good path, a good career path to follow? And so as I look at the farmers and the things that I'm looking at on YouTube and how the high schoolers are joining the FFA, the Future Farmers of America, the 4-H Club. There are YouTube videos there that I think are cool to get people involved or interested or back to the farm, whatever you want to, you know, however you want to encapsulate it. But it is a thing to be excited about because there's nothing like life on the farm from my perspective. I wouldn't have it any other way. I've lived all over the country. I've always had my home. I've always had my farm here in the town where I grew up, and I don't expect that that will change for the rest of my life. And that's how we're, you know, you're trying to get, I'm worried about what's going to happen to my farm when I'm gone. I'm trying to make arrangements to protect it and save it, but it's not easy, as you know. So anyway, think about farming as being cool again, though. That's a good way for me to end my thoughts here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.